PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. This Christian declared in 847 that the world would end that year, though later confessed the prediction was fraudulent and was publicly flogged. Riots are said to have occurred in Europe and pilgrims headed east to Jerusalem. The magical organization, which existed from 1887 to 1903, predicted the world would end during this year. The agency is planning a crewed mission to the moon in 2024, and this time it wants to stick around. But this year NASA has made big strides on the mission. The world needs to have its carbon emissions by 2030, and embracing the new generation of nuclear reactors may be key to making that happen. On geological and astronomical timescales, this is likely to happen sooner than later, and will be the first end of the world for us. In another 5 to 7 billion years, this is exactly what will happen to Earth, as the Sun runs out of hydrogen fuel in its core. After the Sun becomes a black dwarf, if nothing ejects or collides with the remnants of Earth, an asteroid large enough to cause a global catastrophe hits Earth every 120,000 years, scientists estimate. It's likely what killed the dinosaurs, and if an asteroid even one-tenth the size of the one that caused their extinction hit Earth today, the results would be devastating. A supervolcanic explosion 74,000 years ago ejected so much debris into the atmosphere that scientists believe it caused the Earth to cool by several degrees Celsius. The strength of our magnetic field has decreased about 5% in the past century. Without magnetic protection, these particles would strike Earth's atmosphere, eroding the already beleaguered ozone layer, see number 5, Michael Osterholm, an infectious disease expert who recently left the Minnesota Department of Health, described the situation as, like trying to swim against the current of a raging river. This is all for today, friends. My name is Soham and this was episode 716 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.